Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. With the release of the 6th Annual Health Grades Study, medical mistakes in hospitals still happen at an alarming rate. Hospital errors cost Medicare over $6.9 billion between 2005 and 2007 and were responsible for 92,000 preventable deaths and 913,000 total patient safety events occurred. Patients that suffered one of these events had a 1 in 10 chance of dying. The most frequent errors were called failure to rescue errors. These errors were the result of complications in surgical patients from bed sores, respiratory failure, and serious postoperative infections. Although there is some conflicting evidence, this report goes on to say that patients treated at top hospitals had a 43% less chance of experiencing a medical error. However, we have seen reports that stated, regardless of whether it was a top hospital or not, the risk of suffering from an error was the same. And as long as we're talking about health concerns, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has said, the food safety system needs a complete overhaul. The system was originally created when most food was grown, prepared, and consumed locally. Unfortunately, the food system now is a global system, and in the cases of Salmonella, the dangerous bacteria found in peanuts and pistachios, the number of infections are actually going up. The problem at this point is a global problem. Children younger than 4 are sickened by food more than those in any other age group, but adults over age 50 suffer more hospitalizations and death as a result of food-related infections. According to Dr. Tim Jones, the epidemiologist from Tennessee, you can only tell people so much and so often to wash their cutting boards and wash their hands. And when I come back, we'll take a look at just how scientific the treatment your doctor may recommend for heart disease is, and what your personality may have to do with how long you live.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
According to a recent article that appeared in the Wall Street Journal, only about 11% of recommendations made by physicians about how best to handle heart disease have any scientific basis whatsoever. Now, a new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA, says that most recommendations for heart disease treatment are more the subjective opinion of doctors than actual research treatment recommendations. The question that needs to be answered is why, if so much money is spent researching the treatment for heart disease, are there so many conflicting opinions? According to JAMA, the problem is that most of the research has been sponsored by the drug and device companies themselves, with the goal of the research not to develop treatment guidelines, but rather to win approval of a drug or device. On top of that, the researchers, most of whom have consulting positions with those companies themselves, introduce bias into the guidelines because of conflicts of interest. With the new Obama administration planning to develop a Council on Comparative Effective Research, there is the hope that these types of conflicts in developing guidelines of treatment will be eliminated. However, others believe that now is the time for alternative and functional integrative practitioners to start to make their case. And for our last story, we look at just how much of a factor personality traits such as neuroticism, extroversion, openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness have to do with how long you are going to live. Past research has shown that longevity runs in strong families. So researchers have hypothesized that certain personality traits, which are also inherited, may have something to do with healthy aging. Collaborating with scientists from the National Institute on Aging, the researchers tested their hypothesis using the NEO 5-Factor Inventory Questionnaire to measure the personality traits of 125 women and 121 men with an average age of 75. Although they found that men and women differ in their personality characteristics, those that live the longest have similar traits. People who are less neurotic and more able to manage or regulate stressful situations, and those that are more extroverted and establishing friendships, are better at looking after themselves and tend to live longer. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. We are about 1 centimeter taller in the morning than in the evening. The cartilage between our bones, the discs, get compressed by standing, sitting, and other daily activities as the day goes on, making us just a little shorter at the end of the day than at the beginning. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.